Welcome to our 25th SPG podcast. Good morning, it's Dr. Cassily here, and I hope you're keeping well. Isn't it just the most glorious morning, and it's wonderful to see the sunshine again. And so on to pupil success. Congratulations to Sharon in 70 for her absolutely brilliant lava lamp project for British Science Week. She developed excellent scientific skills and also showed great creativity. Well done, Sharon. Well done also to Tamalore in 8L, because she is the winner of our weekend quiz, which was on Latare and Gaudete Sundays and the pink blossom paintings of Vincent van Gogh. A really great effort from Tamalore, showing such a breadth of knowledge. And congratulations to Robin in 7U, who received a special commendation regarding her work outside of school. The citation read, "Robin represented St. Paul's, uniform and all, wonderfully well in our choir. She is a fantastic example of a student living out her mission." And so very well done to Robin, and thank you for being such an excellent ambassador for our school. Congratulations to Year 8, who were magnificent in the Spanish Deep Learning Day. All of the teams produced outstanding projects, but the girls who have received a prize met the mark criteria very successfully and ensured they remained in budget, incorporating all the criteria. So, muy bien to Stephanie in 8S, Bianca in 8S, Audrey in 8T, Josephine in 8P, Eleanor in 8P, Lena in 8A, Raphael in 8A, Anea in 8A, Mackenzie in 8A, Amelia in 8A, Nancy in 8U, Emily in 8U, Mariam in 8U, Eugenie in 8U. Congratulations and very well done on being the winners of the Spanish Deep Learning Day tasks. On Tuesday, the 17th of March, our dancers participated in a Birmingham talent show. And you've guessed it, they won. What a totally brilliant achievement. And so huge congratulations to Chamanda in 90, to Juliana in 80, to Jessica in 70, to Isabella in 7A, to Eugenie in 8U, to Olivia in 7L, to Emily in 8T, to Nancy in 8U, to Palia in 9U, to Benita in 9T, to Tegan in 7S, to Savannah in 7U, to Tanisha in 10U, to Tiana in 7U, to Lucia in 7S, to Emily in 8U, to Lola in 8T, to Gerling in 9S, and to Ava in 8L. We are so proud of the girls, and thanks to Miss Edwards for organising and preparing the girls for this prestigious competition. SPG wins the Birmingham Talent Show. Very well done to our dancers. And so on to school events. Our wonderful A-level politics students were privileged enough to digitally spend an hour in debate with the Baroness Ritchie of Downpatrick, who is a life peer in the House of Lords. Baroness Ritchie has had a variety of political career roles in the Northern Irish Assembly, in the House of Commons as an MP, and currently in the Upper Chamber, where her key concerns are around vaccinations and end-of-life care. Our politics students asked Baroness Ritchie varying intelligent questions, including her stance on assisted dying, her beliefs around republicanism and nationalism, and her leadership of the SDLP in Northern Ireland. A special thanks to the Year 12 students who all came in early after the Paris trip despite being given permission for a late start. They showed such commitment to their political literacy, and we really do applaud their resilience and commitment. And also great thanks to Miss Tibbetts Forrest for organising this wonderful experience. How many people can say that they have debated with a Lord? Well, SPG have. We had a great ceilidh at lunchtime on Tuesday, the 17th of March, for St. Patrick's. Huge congratulations to Alicia in 9S for her superb Irish dancing and her brilliant tin whistle playing. She set the standard of excellence for the dancing and never despaired in all of us that she was trying to teach. Thanks to Mrs. McGlone and to Miss Brown for all their help. Thanks also to Mario, our head chef, for the beautiful Irish stew which sustained us for the day. And so far we have raised over £600 for Father Hudson's Caritas and lots more counting of money to be done from the dress down day. We were also delighted that our girls visited Hawthorne Home and performed Irish dancing and other entertainment to celebrate the day with the residents. Special thanks to Alicia, again from 9S, for her brilliant dancing, and to Melania in 9S, to Julia in 9T, and to Maya in 9T, for bringing such joy and compassionate care to the residents in the home. We're so proud of them for their kindness and their compassion, and for being such inspirational role models for St. Paul's and indeed for young people. Our Year 10 have had the most fantastic experience on their geography field trip on the Amalfi Coast in Italy. They have climbed Mount Vesuvius, they have sailed around bays, they have visited Naples and completed coastal walks, as well as visited St. Andrew's Church and prayed for us all. As you would expect, the girls were fabulous and we are totally proud of them. Thank you to Mrs. Rich for organising this so well, supported by Mrs. Evans, Miss Pandell and Miss Sullivan. Yesterday was the beautiful feast of Saint Joseph, and after Mass we had exposition of the Blessed Sacrament, which concluded with benediction at 11:45. We were so pleased as well to see many students avail of the opportunity to go to confession during this time. Thank you very much to Mrs. McLean, to Alejandra, and to Father Anton for their generosity of time in providing this beautiful experience for the girls. Members of Key Stage 3 had an inspirational visit to see Matthew Bourne's The Red Shoes at the Birmingham Hippodrome yesterday as well. It was a very beautiful performance, which our girls loved. Thank you to Mrs. Pello for organising this most refined and uplifting experience. And now on to forthcoming events. We wish the girls going on the visit to Barcelona for their food and health and social care studies on Sunday a safe journey, along with Miss Causa, Mrs. Canavan, Miss Blakeway and Mrs. Weston. On Thursday, the 26th of March, members of Year 8 and 9 will be having a computer science visit to Bletchley Park, the once top secret home of the World War II codebreakers. Members of Year 9 are also attending a performance of Noughts and Crosses at 7 p.m. at the Rep on Thursday evening. We finish for school on Friday at noon following our Easter Liturgy and Stations of the Cross. Year 11 and 13 have been given their schedule for revision over the Easter, which will give them fantastic support for their work and learning in these remaining crucial 5 weeks before exams. And so on to just one thing, which this week is led by Dr. O'Connor on strategies for breathing and grounding to help relieve stress before and during exams.
Hello, I'm Dr. O'Connor, head of Year 11, and I just wanted to give you a couple of techniques that you can teach your daughter or sit down with your daughter and go through to help her remain calm before and during exams. So the first technique is called box breathing. You might have heard of it. I know the girls possibly will have because we do try and go through it with them. But box breathing is a really great technique to try and bring our breathing back under control, particularly when we're feeling anxious. So we imagine a square box and we take a breath in for the count of four while imagining our eyes travelling over the top of the box from left to right for that count of four. And then when we've done that, we hold that breath in for the count of four, travelling down from the top right-hand corner to the bottom right-hand corner. And then we exhale slowly for the count of four, travelling along the bottom of the box, and then hold that exhaled breath out for four, travelling from the bottom left-hand corner up to the top left-hand corner. And what this does is it slows that breathing down, but those pauses allow the lungs to relax. It encourages relaxation throughout the body, and that can significantly help to reduce that sense of anxiety and panic. So very, very good to do in the run-up to exams. I would advise you trying to do this with your daughter as regularly as possible. As ever with these things, it's about getting ourselves used to them, ensuring that we feel comfortable with how to use them effectively. And that just means that she's also giving herself some downtime before the exams. And then the second technique that you can use is a grounding technique. So when your daughter is in an exam, she just pays attention to her surroundings. What is her reality now? Because anxiety is rooted in essentially fears of the future, fears that may happen or, as is often the case, may not happen. So rather than focusing on those thoughts, we ground ourselves in the now and in the reality. So we take our touch sense, so we can feel the seat beneath us, we can feel the ground beneath our feet, the texture of the chair. We can smell whatever it is going on around us. It might be that there's a particular smell in the hall where we're doing the exams, what sounds we can hear, what we can see. And all of those senses enable us to build a picture of the reality in the now. So that's a grounding technique, and it grounds us in the now as opposed to us focusing on those anxious thoughts, which are very, very rarely grounded in reality. So hopefully those two short and simple techniques will help, and they can even help you during any stressful events that you might be going through. Okay, take care. God bless.
Thank you very much to Dr. O'Connor with those very practical and helpful strategies. And so on to our prayer. It's hard to believe that it is the fifth week of Lent this Sunday. And so I would like us to reflect upon the life of Saint Patrick, patron saint of Ireland and Nigeria, who has uplifted our Lenten observations this week. Saint Patrick, born in the late 4th century, was kidnapped to Ireland as a teenager and then later returned as a missionary, bringing the faith of Christ to all the people of Ireland. St. Patrick's Confessio, or often called Confessions, is a short first-person spiritual autobiography in which he reflects on his life, his faith, and his calling. It's a humble account explaining how Christ guided him from captivity to captivating the hearts of the people of Ireland by his faith and dynamic teaching. His legacy today inspires us to live with the same faith, courage, forgiveness, and commitment to serving others, reminding us that in Christ alone, our lives can make an extraordinary impact. And to help us meditate on that, I would like us to listen to Connie from 10U and Isabel from 10S, accompanied by Mr. Bowers, in the musical piece In Christ Alone.
Christ.
Thank you to our very own trinity of Connie, Isabel and Mr. Bowers. And so we end with St. Patrick's simple yet profound prayer. May the strength of God pilot us. May the wisdom of God instruct us. May the hand of God protect us. May the word of God direct us. So let's take a moment to give thanks for all the people who, like St. Patrick, make a positive impact on our lives. And let's pray for our great girls, that they will ever allow God to pilot and wisely guide them in their lives. St. Patrick, pray for us. We wish our Muslim faith friends, pupils and staff a very happy Eid and great blessings. Eid Mubarak. And thank you so much to parents and families for all of your encouragement, support and help. You have every reason to be as proud as we are of our great girls who personify, I am a St. Paul's girl and there is nothing I cannot achieve.